Hello, this is Glenn Krause from Core CDI and AE and Associates with a podcast. I'd like to share with you some thoughts. So what does it take to be a highly skilled, competent CDI professional? There's many posts on LinkedIn that I've seen recently, or several, about who makes a better CDI professional. Must you be a nurse? Can it be a coder with good clinical skills, or a physical therapist? Or occupational therapist with good clinical knowledge? What does it take to be a highly skilled, competent CDI professional? What background does someone need to have to be a highly proficient CDI professional? That's the biggest question that I see out there. And it goes both ways, but I want to share with you some information or some thoughts to provoke a discussion, at least have an open discussion out there on LinkedIn. I recently commented on a LinkedIn post where a recruiter for a large health system in Florida posted a recruitment for a nurse CDI professional. It sparked a healthy discussion in the form of comments on both sides of the aisle when I asked why a CDI must be a nurse, thereby leaving other viable candidates from other disciplines shut out for the opportunity. Let me clarify and offer some thoughts to shed light on the argument that nurses may or may not be the most qualified for CDI. First of all, there is no hard, fast data to studies that unequivocally demonstrate the most competent individual for the critical role of CDI must be a nurse. I once was applying for a CDI position, and I'm not a nurse, obviously, and the recruiter said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I see that you're not a nurse." So I asked a reasonable question in a professional way. What does a nurse bring to the table that I don't? What's hard, fast evidence, or what are your thoughts on why it must be a nurse? And there was no response. So I think it's just handed down from CDI consulting companies way back when that you must be a nurse. So in any case, so what is the makeup of a highly proficient, skilled, competent CDI professional that truly excels and achieves true documentation excellence by working with physicians? And I say documentation excellence going way past CC-MCC capture and case mix index. So here are some of my thoughts. The individual must have demonstrated strong clinical knowledge, clinical acumen with the ability to be a detective in identifying and addressing insufficient physician documentation. Which brings me to the second requirement of a proficient CDI professional. A strong working knowledge of the best practice standards and principles of documentation, including elements and concepts of E&M, evaluation and management, not from a coding perspective, but documentation perspective. The three key parts of an E&M code are history, physical, and medical decision-making. The CDI professional must be able to review an H&P and progress note, and identify insufficiencies that must be addressed to bring the documentation up to par. Many a medical necessity denial can be avoided with a more robust, effective HPI that best tells, describes, depicts, reflects, shows, and captures the true clinical picture of the patient and why the patient needs to be hospitalized as an inpatient versus observation level of care. So it's just not knowing the DRGs and the CCs and MCCs. It goes back to the basics of what is the best practice standards and principles of documentation. Can we apply it consistently in every record we review? And can we identify insufficiencies? Next, strong communicator, both oral and written, be able to put together tip sheets, resource material, PowerPoint presentations, and be able to confidently present information to physicians that are documentation related. So we must be this competent, skilled, highly skilled, proficient individual, whether it's a nurse or not, must be able to communicate their identified insufficiencies and be a conduit for updates and documentation, concepts, guidelines, policies and procedures, LCDs, NCDs, OIG investigations, and so forth. Next, a business person first and foremost. I think that's really, really important that all CDI professionals, as a CDI staffer, is really running a business within a business, determining how to perform his or her duties within the confines of the policies, procedures, and other mandates established for the department. Okay, so the CDI professional must be a business person. Okay, it's not a job. It's a calling. It's a career. Next, all CDI professionals must have critical thinking skills. It's essential from a clinical medicine and business perspective. For instance, if a physician is not responding to queries or is simply not interested in participating in the program, being able to analyze the situation and develop potential solutions as opposed to turning the situation over to the physician advisor or CDI director or manager. So, critical thinking skills, essential. Next, we have recognize that CDI plays a critical role in the scheme of patient care as well as the revenue cycle. Fundamental to the revenue cycle and the delivery of fully informed, coordinated, quality-focused, patient-centered care is accurate and complete physician documentation. A proficient CDI professional must subscribe to the philosophy that CDI is simply not just about queries and CC-MCC capture. There is a commitment to equipping oneself with the knowledge and understanding of what constitutes a complete, accurate documentation, and incorporating this into their daily duties and responsibilities of chart review and interaction with physicians. So, it's really about fundamental to medicine is the quality and completeness of documentation. We must know it. We must be able to identify insufficiencies, even more importantly, address these insufficiencies that lead to costly denials, DRG downgrades that are very costly to the hospital to appeal. They take a long time, and the time value of money, 6 months to collect our money, the value of that $5,000 is not the same as it would have been if we got collected in the first place. A couple of other points before we close here is our commitment to lifelong learning. Continual learning in documentation, regulations, policies governing documentation, coding, and billing. When I say continual learning, I'm not referring to just earning enough CEUs to maintain one's credential. I'm referring to possessing an insatiable appetite, okay, must have insatiable appetite, for new information that can be utilized and shared with physicians to achieve documentation excellence. Information that can be shared with physicians that allow them to become more proficient in charting an EHR, allowing them to work smarter, not harder. And today, physicians are really under the gun. With this pandemic, I have several physician colleagues who are hospitalists who are working 15 hours a day, 10 days in a row. Let's show them how to work smarter, not harder, when it comes to charting and the record. And lastly, recognizing that CDI cannot improve documentation alone. It's a mountain. We cannot move it alone. It takes a team approach to move the needle in changing physicians' behavioral patterns of documentation. The ability to collaborate and work in tandem with case management, utilization review, physician advisors, utilization management, and denials and appeals in our business office is essential to continually improve documentation and enhance the integrity of the documentation to the extent the record is less prone to medical necessity and clinical validation denials, not to mention financial recoupment post-payment years later after the hospital was paid for the claim. That's really ridiculous. I've seen it happen. And when I look at these charts, there's no way to appeal them. We fall into the trap of giving money back. So here's a couple of key points I want to take away. My thoughts on the qualification of highly competent, strong, highly skilled, proficient CDI professional is that it doesn't necessarily require the designation of a nurse. It's how you apply your knowledge. It's the background. It's all these elements that I listed, which are requirements for a proficient CDI. They don't necessarily require the designation of a nurse. I'm not saying nurses do not make proficient CDI. What I'm really saying is, let's give the opportunity a chance for HIM, strong HIM professionals, strong coders with proficient clinical knowledge, and also meet these other elements of a proficient CDI. So please reach out to me with any questions and comments. Check out our additional podcast. I have about 15 podcasts on Wiser Wednesdays Experience Speaks. It's on Anchor. It's on all the it's on all the popular channels where you get your podcasts, such as iTunes and so forth. If you go to our website, AEN Associates, that's all spelled out, AENAssociatesLLC.com or core-cdi.com. I have many, many resources available. So please do go ahead and check that out. And thanks for listening. If you have not signed up for our newsletters, I encourage you to do so. Go to the corecdi.com website or the AENAssociatesLLC.com website and sign up for our newsletter. Thanks very much for listening, and look forward to continued podcasts.